You can also listen to our past interviews on the News 101 page on mixcloud.com. For more independent news, join us on Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. for another edition of News 101. I'm Chirag Mahajan. Today's show was produced by Morgan Yee.
Woo!
From the entire news team at CITR, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Stranded at 6 p.m. with Matt right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dracula for the MacLew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca.
Here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the UBC studio. CITR Radio is the station, and this is a live radio show on Australian and Canadian music that is broadcast every week. But the last few weeks, of course, I've been away. The sports has been broadcasting, so I hope you didn't mind hearing a little bit of something very, very far removed from Australian music. Thanks to the sports for filling the spot, and they might be back a little bit later in the month as well, because there's finals on. So each year they broadcast during the slot, so let's get in as much music as we can today while I can be in the hot seat here. It's good to be back here on the mic. My name's Matt, and yeah, this is my show. For any listeners who might be new tuning in, I play all Australian music up till midway through the show, and I always play older stuff because I'm a real quite a music historian, or at least that's my interest, and play music as far back as the early 60s sometimes. This week it'll be a folk rock band I'm featuring. They're called Weddings, Parties, Anything, and I'll be doing a retrospective on them. They were a band from the 80s and 90s, really high quality band. Later in the show, we'll get to some new electronic music from Australia and into the Canadian stuff. Really interesting guy I just discovered called Daniel Moir. I'm excited to play his music. And Evaporators we're going to play at the end, because Nardwa, the Human Serviette, is doing a special show at Neptune Records here in Vancouver on the weekend, a free show to celebrate the release of the brand new Evaporators. Always good fun, so that's to look forward to towards the end of the show. So, just a quick reminder that you can find the blog of this show on the net. You just go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and OZSTRANDED, and the WordPress blog will give you everything you need in terms of all the songs that I've played for each show, and a link to the podcast and a video clip to give you some visual input, which is all important these days as far as music goes, I guess. But for now, let's get into the listening and the playing. So, Weddings, Parties, Anything. Really, really good quality band. And I'm featuring them because, again, a special thanks to Mr. Mystery Person, who dropped a whole bunch of old Australian CDs here into the station with my name on it. I'm forever grateful. I still don't know who you are. If you want to reveal your secret identity, feel free to email me. You'll find it at the blog. So thanks so much, because, two Wedding Parties Anything CDs were in the little package, and I've really been overjoyed to hear them. They're a band that really, it's kind of, I criminally overlooked them, just, I guess, through circumstances, and I guess taste, you know, my taste younger was more harder edged, I suppose, but they're a very good quality folk rock band that formed in 1984, so a long time ago. They're no longer with us. They're featuring the songwriting and vocal talents of Mick Thomas. And now Mick Thomas is still playing around. He has a band called Mick Thomas and the Sure Thing. But Weddings, Parties, Anything is what he's most well known for. And they were one of those kind of hardest working bands and show business kind of bands, you know, that constantly toured, had a very devoted following of people called Wedheads, apparently. So like the Deadheads of the Grateful Dead, they were the Wedheads. And I guess they just toured Australia lots and lots and lots overseas. They put out a number of records. And Weddings, Parties, Anything, apparently that was a line in a song by The Clash called Revolution Rock. So Mick Thomas had a real clear vision for a band that sort of melded the punk rock kind of do-it-yourself aesthetic with the honesty and storytelling in folk music. And he's a very gifted singer and lyricist. And so I'm gonna feature three songs from three different albums of theirs, starting with 1992 and Difficult Loves, which was, at the time it came out, was really regarded as a very powerful album. And this, the first song, Father's Day, I do remember as a kid seeing that come up on Saturday morning on the top 40, must have been top 40 or some kind of video show. And it grabbed me at the time. I guess I never dug into them because I was more into, you know, Nirvana at the time and all those bands that just came out. You just kind of get sidetracked by the revolutionary vibe of that music. But all along, this band put out a lot of quality music, and I regret not really following them. So here we go. We'll start out with the song Father's Day, written from the perspective of a man who's happy to see his child on custody. Well, you know, when he gets to share custody of his child. So here we go. This is Weddings, Parties, Anything from 1992. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show.
man, and I haven't always lived up to it. Along with all these other single men, with a ring around the bar and a cigarette put in my beard. And I haven't always been a lonely man, and I haven't always lived alone. As you know, I haven't always drunk this much, but hey, before you cut me down, just start standing in my shoes, 'cause I don't have to hear one word I've just known. On any other day, I might care what you say, but every Saturday is Father's Day. And you might call it sex, you might call me mad, but I've got calls me dad. And all the other blokes that live up here know how to leave a man alone. They're not a bad old bunch that live up here. Ah, but you know that it's not family, it's not home. What of a darling wife that once I had? Well, I'm pleased to say that she still talks to me. But I try not to think of what went wrong, 'cause if I say that I was right, she might say that she was right. And the only rights I care about are visiting rights. On any other day, I might care what you say, but every Saturday is Father's. Calls me dad. Yeah, he calls me dad. I haven't always been a single man.
Taylor's. me for the price of a bottle of a fortified wine. Would I hold the sympathy? He looked at me as I walked by, summed me up, knew my size, just said, "Damn it, for the grace of God, go high." I think I will stay in Taylor's way.
On Friday, March 2nd, UBC will be hosting its first ever Relay for Life. The Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is a 12-hour overnight walk, giving communities the opportunity to celebrate cancer survivors, remember and honor loved ones lost, and fight for a future without cancer. You can expect games, yoga, food, and live entertainment to last the whole night. To learn more about the Relay, or for more information, please visit facebook.com/UBCRelay or the blog at ubcrelay.tumblr.com. That's the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Friday, March 2nd at UBC.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show from the CITR studios here in Vancouver and anywhere where you're listening online on CITR.ca. And this is a feature to start the show on Weddings, Parties, Anything. Really great quality folk rock band that sadly are no longer with us, but were a fixture on the Australian live music scene for many, many years, and a lot of quality albums. And I'm going through a couple of their mid-90s albums currently at home, and they're the ones I'm sharing with you here. Amazing. The three tracks there I played you were probably as polished and palatable to the mainstream as they got. This is 1992, and as I said, Father's Day, the first track made it into the charts, the ARIA charts, number 42 on the Australian record industry charts. But they were, you know, very much a working band, and in very much in the folk rock tradition of constant touring and just putting out very heartfelt, meaningful songs on their albums. And so from 1992, they continued for many years after that. The next album I'm going to feature for you is called King Tide. And actually, I found a copy right here in the CITR record library. It's always cool. I always type into the database and hope or try to see what I might find Australian wise, and occasionally these kind of rarities will appear, so I always make it a priority to play them, anything Australian that I find here in the archives. So the band again is Weddings, Parties, Anything. They're Melbourne based, featuring at this period in their career, Mick Thomas was, of course, the songwriter, vocalist. Mark Wallace, Marcus Schneider, and Peter Lawler were the other main fixtures of the band. So let's play for you now three more tracks from this album called King Tide, which came out in 1993 on Ruart Records, one of the really good indie record labels in Australia. That's the exciting thing about this next set of songs. You are going to hear a Billy Bragg vocal. He, I guess, was a friend of Mick Thomas, and he featured on this album. I'm going to play you his vocal contribution on a song called Island of Humor. So listen for that. One of the next three songs will feature the indomitable Billy Bragg, very much, I guess, a kindred spirit to Weddings, Parties, Anything, in the folk rock tradition, good quality, meaningful songs with good lyrics. So here we go. This album hits a more melancholy place than that more polished Difficult Loves that we played up first, that album. There's a lot of more melancholy songs on this. So this one I'm about to play you is called Money Cuts You Out. So it's about the trials and tribulations of living in a world where sometimes you can't make ends meet. And then the track following that is called The Rain in My Heart. So a little bit more melancholy on a rainy Vancouver evening. This is Weddings, Parties, Anything from 1993.
Beside me, kind sir, and hear my tale of woe. Won't you lend an ear now, kind sir? Perhaps some courage before you go. Well, I thought I was a man of means, but everything's not what it seems. Thought it was a gift, but it was on loan. Oh, you better spend your money wisely. Don't you throw it all about. You won't know what hits you when the money cuts you out. Well, I never had a fortune.
answers, and the thing I had was confidence. Thought it was a gift, but it was unknown. Ooh, and they let you think you're welcome, then they turn around and pull a pin. You'll find you can't sell what you don't own. Ooh, you better spend your money wisely. Spend your money then. Don't matter how you're feeling. When the money cuts you in, spend your money wisely. Don't you throw it all about. You won't know what hits you when the money cuts you out. Well, now you've heard my story. Tell me, how does it make you feel? You're only worth what you can borrow. I'm only worth what I can steal. Now days may come and days may go, and my friend, I move very slow. Movements are the only things I own. Ooh, but I'm so glad you took the time. Listen to this tale of mine. Better check your pockets when you go. Ooh, you better spend your money wisely. Choose your friendships well.
Will ride, but let's leave it out there. Don't bring it inside. Whoa, I got the sun in my eyes, I got the wind in my face, I got the rain in my heart. But I'm falling in line, not falling apart.
Funny drawings.
Lost on Neely.
Well, you've got to have a sense of humor.
It's so funny.
Laugh on Neely.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Laugh on Neely.
My mom was laughing. You should have heard her. The more she laughed, the more you got away with murder. My dad was laughing. It was the same thing. Well, it would tug upon your heartstrings. Nobody lives on an island. Nobody lives on an island of humor, of satire and rumor. A cheap shot, a habit that grows like a tumor.
Well, it's another night of guilty chuckles.
It's so funny.
Up on the screen and laugh a minute.
Laugh on Neely.
If you didn't laugh, well, you'd be crying.
It's so funny.
Laugh on Neely.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Laugh on Neely. My mom was laughing. You should have heard her. The more she laughed, the more you got away with murder. My dad was laughing. It was the same thing. Well, it would tug upon your heartstrings. Nobody lives on a. Nobody lives on a. Nobody lives on an island of humor, of satire and rumor. A cheap shot, a habit that grows like a tumor. You laughed when we lost, when we won. You just gloated, and all might add up if we knew how you voted.
An island. When nothing is sacred, everything's true, sir. An island of humor, an island of humor, an island of humor.
No, not even you, sir. No, not even you. No, not even you, sir. No, not even you.
UBC Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th, their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
All right, back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and the retrospective on Weddings, Parties, Anything, a Melbourne folk rock band that toured and were quite prolific and had a very hardcore legion of followers, as I mentioned before. They were called the Wedheads. I was never part of that. I just grew up, I guess, in a different place and did, you know, I was too young, I guess, listening to more rock and roll, and I never really got to see this band, which was a shame because now my tastes are definitely verged with this style of music. I'm a huge Billy Bragg fan, and of course you just heard the voice of Billy Bragg there. He was featured on that track by Weddings, Parties, Anything. The song you heard there was called Island of Humor. So Mick Thomas and Billy Bragg, they're sharing vocal duties. So that came out in the mid-90s, and it was on an album called King Tide, 1993 to be exact. So, yeah, I don't know much about their touring overseas. I know that they did. So presumably they have a cult following too in parts of Europe probably. You could say they're kind of in similar vibe of the Pogues, I guess, that kind of energetic folk rock sort of music. So yeah, it would have been pretty neat to see them live. I can imagine it would have had a much richer experience than just the records. But these are quality records nonetheless. So three more songs then to get through just for this mini retrospective on the band. So the band I'm talking about is Weddings, Parties, Anything, featuring Mick Thomas as the key creative force. So let's play for you now three more songs off an album called Riveresque. This came out on Mushroom Records in 1996. Really, some of my favourite tracks from the band are on this. A Decent Cup of Coffee, I think, is really quite moving. That's coming up. But first up is a track called Houses, which is the first track off this album. This is Riveresque by Weddings, Parties, Anything, going back to 1996.
I've lived in houses where sun never shines. My damn courses, race courses, near railway lines. All this you would see if you'd live with me. I've lived in houses of fibro and stone. I've lived with people, but I've been alone. All this you would see if you live with me. I'd pay the gas bill, you'd pay the phone, and I'd pay through my nose to not live alone. If you live with me, if you live with me, if you live with me. I've lived with people so bent they can't do cleaning, they don't pay their rent, and my mother would be pleased if you live with me. My days would be faster, my nights fitter spent, a little less disaster if you share the rent. With me, if you live with me, if you live with me. Much nicer than mine, with big gardens, front porches painted so fine. But with me beside you, at least you won't freeze. 'Cause I've lived through winters and never got cold. I'm not cool.
But I'm sick of houses, of shysters and wowsers, of drunken carousers. I think you would see if you live with me. If you live with me. If you live with me. Ah, come on, live with me. I don't need much. I don't want much. It would cost much. Hey, it would take much. The smile's enough. And the touch is enough. I couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't thank you. Mightn't be much, mightn't look much, mightn't come too much, or add up too much. The smile's enough, and the touch is enough. I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you too much. Say you want something. Say it might be something. I wanna tell you something. Hey, it might be anything. The leaves are falling down and the nights are getting longer. Might have lost the expectation, but I haven't lost the hunger. So I have a need to tell you that I don't need much. I don't want much. It would cost much. It would take much. The smile's enough. And the touch is enough. Couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't thank you too much. I couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't thank you too much. I couldn't thank you too much. Kids, they clap politely at the finish of my song. You said, I think they liked it, but they hardly sang along. You said, I think it's great you came and played. We don't get much around this place, and it's good to see your face. Well, I said it was a good excuse to get out of the city. I've been kicking up my heels a bit. You didn't show much pity. Work at four, I'll take you up the top pub for a count of mil. And I said, it's a deal, I'll have the bill. Though a decent cup of coffee wouldn't come astray. But somehow I don't think I'll be getting it today. Dust red Mally town. Well, your friend said to say hello and to tell you that they've missed you. I know they'll be waiting eagerly to find out if I've kissed you. Though I think I'd like to
Thread Mallee Town. The home team won. Your friend, he plays a good game. I think I'll be pushing off now. You know it's not such a great shame, but as the sun sets on the Grampians, oh how I wish you'd whisper, I still love you true. And I would say I love you too. But a decent cup of coffee wouldn't go astray. Tracks, I might be tasting one today. But to live without me seems you're fine. You for yours, I for mine. I just lost my one reason to hang around. When the sun goes down, when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down, on a dust-red Mallee town.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Righto, here we are back on the CITR radio station. Anywhere you might be listening in the world on CITR.ca or here locally on 101.9 FM. And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And that wraps up the retrospective on weddings, parties, anything. Some folk rock music there for you. Finishing up there with A Decent Cup of Coffee, track 3 on the River-esque album, which came out in 1996. River-esque says on the back, I guess a dictionary definition or something, after the style of a river winding, flowing towards the sea, meandering. So it's a lovely word for a lovely album, lovely batch of songs from a really neat, cool band. Weddings, parties, anything. Mick Thomas still plays music. He's the chief songwriter. And actually, I'm just going to look this up. I was looking at this earlier, just trying to find some of his music. And I'm just going to bring up his website. This is kind of cute. I'll play this. It's better. It's good for visuals, actually. If you want to go to mickthomas.com, this is him just talking about his first single off his new album. It's called Woody's First Wife, and presumably refers to Woody Guthrie. Anyway, he just sort of introduces the song and what it's got. It's got him sitting at the computer, and he presses play on the computer, and then he kind of wanders away, the doorbell rings, and his dog comes up and hits the space bar and stops the song. And he wanders back in and he's dismayed. What's going on here? And then he realizes his up to no good dog has been messing with his computer. Anyway, so you'll hear him chatting in a little snippet of the song, and then it cuts out and you know why. So anyway, so if you want to hear what Mick Thomas is up to these days, this is it.
So here we are, I'm in the studio this time. No distractions, no television, no nothing. But I've got to play you some more songs for the album for sure. So I'm going to play this one. It's called Woody's First Wife. Here we go.
You never hear much of his first wife, and they never talk about when they wrote his memoir. Well, they nearly left.
left her out. For every prince in waiting, there's a concubine alone. And even at the funeral, they sat her on her own. He was a singer or a writer, a lover or a fighter, a miner, a designer, came from Perth or Carolina. A natural that squandered all the talent he'd been given. Or one who born with nothing but ambition, he was driven. You never hear much of his second wife, they never talk about. And when they made the movie, well, they cut her best bits out. She was standing in the background, just a voice upon the phone. And even at...
Bloody Seventh Day Adventist, Christ. How did that get turned off? To buy the album, I guess, I don't know.
So there you go, that was, if you can just imagine, Mick Thomas walking back from having opened the door, talking to door-to-door salespeople, coming back, and his dog there is mysteriously somehow switched off the music. So that's his little promo for the song, Woody's First Wife, Mick Thomas, mickthomas.com. So there you go, that's what he's up to now, these days as a solo artist. And that album is going to be called Last of the Tourists, out soon. So, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I will be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and time for some brand new music. This is as brand new as I could hope to expect, because it was thrust into my hands by Sarah, the music director here. Literally, she burst into the pre-recording studio and gave it to me. She said she has no idea what it is, but it looks Australian, and I looked on the back, and yeah, it's recorded in inner city Brisbane. I've deliberately left this a bit of a mystery. I haven't looked up online to find out who these guys are, but I listened to it and it was pretty neat. Some electronic music for you. This is called Andromeda 2085. That's the name of the artist. Sounds like a you know, when scientists name a new asteroid or meteor or something like that. Andromeda 2085. The song is called Electric Cars. Yeah, some really neat electronic music. So I thought after that I'd play you a couple more electronic songs to keep that groove going. Some Panow and Cut Copy, two artists that are definitely at the forefront of the Australian electronic music scene. I'll play for you two songs from those acts from just late last year, a couple of singles. But for now, this is this mystery act, Andromeda 2085. Looking on the back here, Brisbane. From the album Compendium, Landing Soon. On vocals, a gentleman named Vic Bailey, and all instruments are Greg Young. So there you go, Andromeda 2085. Hope you enjoy it. I sure do.
Electric. chances that I won't be back for some time, babe.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and three electronic bands there from Australia. At the top was Andromeda 2085 with a really cool song called Electric Cars, really catchy, really cool song there. They're from Brisbane. And after that was two well-known acts. We heard Panau with the song Unite Us from last year, and Cut Copy with the single Blink and You'll Miss a Revolution, also from last year. So a bit of electronica there for you. And now it's time to press on into the Canadian part of the show. Daniel Moi, I love it when I discover some fresh new music. He is from Edmonton, a singer-songwriter. Last name M-O-I-R, and he has an album out called Road. And I had the pleasure to meet him in person at an interesting kind of house gig here in Vancouver down at Point Grey just last week. And he played a couple of songs in the living room there, and yeah, pretty amazing for a 20-year-old. And I didn't really have a chance to talk to him too much other than I worked out that he was from Edmonton, Alberta. And I checked out his website, and on his latest news was that a winter tour cancelled. So I don't know exactly what, you know, I guess who knows what he's doing, visiting friends or whatever down here, but I didn't think, it looks like he's not necessarily playing any shows. There's nothing on his website. But anyway, he's a guy definitely to keep your ears peeled for. Daniel Moi, just a little bit of bio here. In a short time, the young singer-songwriter has already accomplished feats that outnumber his few years, drawing inspiration from personal insight and life experience that varies from a rocky childhood to vagabonding through Europe. Daniel has created a unique blend of folk music that shines wisdom far beyond his years. Before pursuing a solo career, Daniel honed his performance skills, singing, playing, and recording with various local bands in Edmonton. And his music was noticed by Vancouver producer Tom Dobransky, who invited him to Vancouver to work on his debut EP, Country in the Sea. And this album, Road, I guess, is his debut full length. So let's play you a track from that, Fruitless Journey. More music to look forward to before the end of the show, of course, is The Evaporators, brand new Evaporators. So stay tuned for that. But for now, this is Daniel Moi with the first track from his album Roads. This is called Fruitless Journey.
Times are changing, I can feel it in my bones these days. Pathless travel really seems to wear me out. Searching for the cure. When I find it, still be looking round for more. And the devil's knocking on my back door. I won't let him in. Hills keep rolling. Feel the wind across your face. Times are changing, and if there sure. Keep on looking just to find a little more. And the devil's knocking on my back door. I won't let it in. Push it back to the start. Said hell if you can't do it for me, do it for yourself.
Yeah, I know things are rough all around.
Said God if you can't do it for me, then do it for yourself. One, two, three. Changing, I can feel it in my bones these days.
Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, and we're nearing the end of the show here on Stranded, and you just heard there a local artist called Synth Cake, which you could catch tonight. There's a special celebration at Pat's Pub down on Hastings Street for the CJSF station, the station from the other university, Simon Fraser, which is up on the hill. And so there's a few bands, including Synth Cake, headlining tonight at Pat's Pub if you're in Vancouver and feel like going. So you're there. There you go. There's some Synth Cake for you. Also this weekend is The Evaporators. Nardwuar the Human Serviette, of course, his long-running band, The Evaporators. Huge ball of fun anytime they play live. And they're playing a special feature showcase at Neptune Records tomorrow, 2 p.m., and it's free. And it is in celebration of the release of the brand-new album, Busy Doing Nothing. Let's hear a couple of tracks from it. Great to hear a new Nardwuar release. Let's hear the single "Busy Doing." Sorry, the first one. I hate being late when I'm early. Of course, the awesome film clip that was filmed here at the CITR studios, where Nardwuar, of course, does his long-running show, Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show. Here it is, this catchy song. I hate being late when I'm early.
Yeah. stingy